With that, I'd like to ask for any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. I mentioned about Patrick going home to be with the Lord yesterday afternoon, and keeping Donnie and Amanda in prayer as they prepare. When we find out some of the arrangements and so forth, we'll let everybody know. With that, what joys and concerns and praises you might have this morning, Judy?
I'd just like to say that I'm on the mend. It's still going to be a while. I thank you for all your prayers, all your support, all your love, all your cards. It's been great. I wouldn't want anybody I know to have to stay in Gainesville for 6 weeks. That is not a good thing. But
not even for a football game, right?
But God has blessed us, and every day I'm a little stronger. I had some blood this past week, and I'm probably going to have some more. But we were kind of expecting that because they had taken my immune system down to nothing before they could give me my transplant. So just keep praying and I stay on the mend.
One of the good things about that program down there that I enjoyed is what they have, what they call MyUF, which is University of Florida website or app that you can follow the patient, you can follow yourself, or in my case, the caregiver, because she was busy doing things that they wanted her to do. But every time they did a test, I got the results. Sometimes I even got them before the doctor came in to tell us. And it was really good. And I could follow her white blood count is what really I was looking at in the hemoglobin, and to see how low they were and how slowly they started coming back, and then they were peaking or sideways. Anyhow, it's just fascinating. And then when we got home and she went to Dr. Morris, her local cancer doctor here, and she had her blood work and everything, and I was able to look at what it was when we were in last time we were in Gainesville and where she was today, and it was a sign of coming back to life. Yeah. And she started pinching and bossing, cutting hair. So I knew I was on the right
track. The Lord forgives him. Probably his fails.
Anybody else this morning? Please, Tina.
I stopped singing because of her Judy. And that's a wonderful thing to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes. There's life and joy and hope in that voice.
That's great.
Travis and I had an opportunity to go to a conference this week in Orlando, and it was called Faith Over Fear, and it really was a good conference. I really got blessed and also pinched a little, which is what happens on our Christian walk. And I'm just grateful that we had the opportunity to go. My spirit is lighter this morning, and I love the Lord.